is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Looks like Americans spent more this holiday season than last. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Holiday retail is up 2.5% to 3.5%.
New York Times business reporter Jordan Holman says retailers hope to continue the trend well past Christmas Day.
The reality is here, yes, a lot of the deals were going up until December 25th, but they know we're still shopping. And so you'll see 20 to 50 to even 60% discounts on some items. So just search online and walk into stores and you'll probably see a deal.
Congratulations to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport for being number one. Not exactly. FlightAware says DFW led the country in cancellations and delays yesterday. This woman is still trying to get out.
We were supposed to leave yesterday from Mexico City, and it was a delay, and then we had to stay overnight in Texas.
Russia has been shooting down Ukrainian drones in western Kazakhstan, and now a U.S. official says Russia's military may have hit the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed yesterday, killing 38 people. CBS's Chris Livson.
Investigators now suspect Russian anti-aircraft defenses may have been involved. This theory emerged after radar data revealed missile activity in the area at the time of the crash. While Russia has yet to comment, aviation experts say this could point to a misfire.
When is a steal not a steal? When a Japanese company tries to buy U.S. steel? Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Japan's Nippon Steel says it's extending the closing date for its nearly $15 billion purchase of U.S. steel. The proposed deal is facing intense opposition from the United Steelworkers Union, as well as politicians, including President Joe Biden. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to block the deal after he takes office.
Police have arrested a Denver area couple whose baby was found abandoned yesterday in the median of a street. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a passerby discovered the baby in a car seat wearing only a diaper. Temperatures were in the mid-30s at the time. Police have no idea how long the boy was left there alone in the cold. The boy's parents, Jarvis Sims and Christina Thurman, have been charged with felony child abuse.
If you haven't had your flu shot this season, CBS's Michael George says you may want to get one.
Flu season is running rampant across the U.S. The CDC says 13 states reported high or very high levels of the flu last week. Adding to the problem is lower vaccination rates for children. It's too early in the season to know how effective this year's flu vaccine is.
After early losses, the Dow is up 49 points. The NASDAQ has gained 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. First responders in Racine County made a water rescue yesterday with wildlife preserved. Several deer are rescued by the Tishigan Fire Department after falling through the ice in Waterford Christmas morning. After getting saved, the deer rested for about 30 minutes before walking back into the woods. We're waiting to hear more about funeral arrangements for former Wisconsin State Senator George Petak. Petak was known for his pivotal vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. His move led to a recall from office. A hit-and-run on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County killed a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago. The suspect eventually turned himself in after police got an anonymous tip. A vigil was held last night to honor Hussein Farhat's memory. And the Racine County tree sale is still on. The program allows people to order low-cost trees and native prairie seeds at a discount. Pickups are scheduled for April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take him time. These minutes have been fantastic for him. To keep him under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out, and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson Johnson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground, and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in, so I went back in, and it was feeling all right, but I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit, and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play, so just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A dense fog advisory is in effect through the afternoon, with areas of fog reducing visibility to less than a mile at times and drizzle. Find that umbrella, because rain rolls in overnight throughout our Friday and into our weekend. As high temperatures keep climbing, above freezing to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story on WRJN, just seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. You ever heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? In particular, do you happen to know his story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight? It goes like this. Once upon a time, long, long ago, two mighty kingdoms went to war. Their armies fought for months, slaughtering one another quite efficiently through the interminable summer and the terrible fall. Then somebody remembered it was Christmas. The sun shone brightly that December morning, but the mist was slow to clear, and when it did, it revealed yesterday's battlefield thinly blanketed in white. The silence was broken by a voice, the voice of one of the soldiers calling out across the battlefield to his enemies. The voice, struggling in a language that was not its own, shouted, "Come out, we want to talk." Moments later, two of yesterday's enemies were standing in the middle of the misty white battleground, shaking hands and smiling. Then there were two more, and then four more. Until the place where their comrades had perished only hours before was teeming with a joyous throng of former foes. Nobody wanted to kill anybody, all agreed. So some exchanged gifts, cigars, candy, jars of jam, all of the modest treasures lonely soldiers come to prize. Others serenaded new friends with carols in native tongues, while the rest cut little Christmas trees and adorned them with makeshift candles. And then one soldier brought out a big round ball, while his new companions from the other army laid out on the battlefield a playing field, and with the paraphernalia of a new, abandoned war, the men fashioned a couple of goals, and for hours they played a wonderful game, which one team won, but nobody cared. Days passed. The former enemies were now friends, playing games, repairing shelters, swapping stories, marveling together at the miracle of Christmas, which had made them all as one. More than a week went by before the generals showed up. "Why aren't you fighting?" they demanded. The soldiers shrugged. "We weren't angry at anyone, so we didn't want to fight anymore." The generals were furious. "It's treason," they declared. They made all of their troops return to their battle formations and prepare to make war. For quite some time, the new friends tried to make it look good, but their commanders eventually caught on and escalated their threats. So reluctantly, today's friends became tomorrow's enemies once more. You say you've never heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? Perhaps that's because there are none. His story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight, that story is completely true, utterly factual. You see, he, Lieutenant Johannes Niemann of the 133rd Saxon Regiment, was one of those soldiers who laid down his weapons and befriended his foes. A German soldier who, with the aid of his comrades and his British enemies, countless thousands, created something now called the most remarkable front-wide truce in military history. For the war that held its breath in its first Christmas season, the conflict very nearly smothered in its own infancy by the unexpected intrusion of peace on Earth, That conflict would go on to extinguish 13 million lives and inflict agony on 26 million others. A mass murder snatched from the jaws of brotherhood by the generals and the politicians. We call it the First World War. You've been reading about it since you were in school. But now you know the rest of the story.
Wow! I don't think that was on any history test. None that I remember, at least. Which is a good thing. Paul Harvey, heard twice daily on WRJN, 7:25 in the morning and 12:05.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips bigger to be kissed, I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
See you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, keeping track of what's going on in the Racine area. That's what we do. And doing it for 98 years, as a matter of fact. Pretty soon we're going to get it right. But here's a reminder, if you didn't hear it already, the concert, the holiday concert set for Saturday at the Sienna Center has been canceled due to health problems. They're low on staff, basically. So that's the reason why. And if there are any further updates or new events added, we'll keep you posted here on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine.
WRJN.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. people telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble brewed. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, honey.
WRJN. Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro.
Dan Marcus bringing in Stuart J. Waddles on WRJN with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Christmas miracle for several Racine County deer yesterday. The Tishigan Fire Department got a call early yesterday about seven deer falling through the ice in the town of Waterford. Two firefighters in cold water rescue suits were able to save them, with a young one exhausted from the ordeal part of the rescue. A statement from Tishigan officials say the rescued deer rested for about 30 minutes before slowly walking off into the woods. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit park-and-ride lot. Funeral arrangements haven't yet been announced for George Petak. The former state senator, known for his vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, died this week at the age of 75. Petak, a Republican who represented the 21st Senate District from 91 to 96, cast the crucial vote in 95 that approved public funding for what is now American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak as a man of faith, courage, and principle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dense fog advisory is in effect through the afternoon, with areas of fog reducing visibility to less than a mile at times and drizzle. Find that umbrella, because rain rolls in overnight throughout our Friday and into our weekend. High temperatures keep climbing, above freezing to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
light. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Now here's a band who appeared in one of my all-time favorite movies of the 60s, To Sir With Love. If you remember the graduation scene, this was the band that was on stage providing the music. Here are the Mindbenders, WRJN.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
love.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Here is the perfect example of exactly what the Stones started out to do, combine blues and rock and roll on WRJN.
Yes, it is. us the other day. And they said you were gonna put me on a shelf. But let me tell you, I got some news for you. And you soon find out it's true. And then you'll have to eat your lunch all by yourself.
Now
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I vividly remember my high school band teacher making fun of the lyrics of this song. Cuckoo ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. His voice was dripping with sarcasm. Until I reminded him that the previous year, Frank Sinatra from his generation had sang Doobie Doobie Doo. He shut up. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wants to come with me, uh-huh. But but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It looks like retailers have enjoyed a great holiday season. Correspondent Kelly O'Grady has some numbers from MasterCard.
In-store sales rose 2.9%. Online sales is really where that growth was. It was up 6.7%. So folks were on Amazon, they were online, they were shopping, and it looks like they were also eating out a lot.
FlightAware says Dallas-Fort Worth International had the most cancellations and delays in the U.S. on Christmas Day. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says people are still trying to get out.